Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Rashad Taylor does not tell any lies.
I don't, man. I can't do it.
I can't speak it. Today.
Pretty
which
honest.
Which is,
both of you guys are.
You know, it's probably a
lying
good thing. It's clear.
I totally disagree.
It's clear that I need a few days off. And I will be doing so next week. Is it Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Blazers chase you off?
Life, man. Life chased me off. I was like, you know what? We're going to make sure to get that July 3rd off because 4th of July is on a Tuesday this year. Yuck. So
that sucks.
Made sure to get that July 3rd off. If Boss Man is listening, this is my formal request to have July 2nd off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was just thinking, I was like, let's get a 4-day weekend in, for 4th of July. That sounds just quite nice. And especially after Tuesday, the 1080 The Fan Golf Classic that is happening and could not come at a worse time for me because, the confidence in the golf game is so low right now. Very, very low. I'm not going to dive into it, but
been there.
I need to lay down on one of these yellow couches in this building and talk to someone because it's not going good. It's not going good. But hopefully I'll rebound. Who knows? Maybe I never
hopefully
play
by Tuesday.
Maybe I never play golf again. That's kind of
that's a lie.
That's the
See, that's the lie that I
well,
don't
I mean
tell.
I'm playing Tuesday. I'll be playing at the Fan Golf Classic. But that could be my retirement round. Who knows?
Dude, stop. That's as bad as the lie in college when you're like, oh, I'm never going to drink again after being hungover, and then 12 hours later
you're next
back.
Night,
yeah.
Man, where the liquor at?
Yeah.
Just be on the lookout for
trying to get lucky
some
again.
Clubs on OfferUp potentially or Facebook Marketplace within the next week or so.
Well, I'll buy them from you. We'll take them before they even get to the internet, baby.
It's quite possible. Quite possible. I do want to read some texts before we move on to the rest of the draft in the NBA. One text here, 503-864- 800-919-6326 if you want to join. In exactly what universe does Dame have 4 more years of his prime? It's a good point. Have we seen the top level? Was this year the top statistical best season you could get from Dame ever? And it's just next year it dips in the year after at 34 and 35. The nice thing about being a shooter is you can do that for a pretty long time. But as you've seen, Dame is very explosive. He's quick, makes those very quick cuts to the hoop off the dribble. The dude's athletic, so turning him into just a shooter, I mean, that is making him a bench player, essentially. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of years and how long he's able to sustain this level of play, because I don't know if he has 4 years of prime left. 2?
Yeah, no. I think maybe 2.
A high-level play like we got the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that one of these last couple of years, he didn't really play. He got injured by, like, game 20, something like that. So he sat most of the season out. He set out how many games this season?
I mean, he 20? Only played about 60.
Yeah, so 20-some odd games that he set out this
season. I think
he
hit that 59-game mark, so that way he could consider
MVP or,
yeah, all
know,
NBA,
the
top,
yeah,
top scorer.
All that stuff. So I mean, I think that texter is absolutely right. We're not going to have prime Dame anymore. This year, I think, was the best Damian Lillard that we have ever seen and probably will ever see. Can he duplicate that for another year? Sure, I think he can, but if we're expecting him to do that for the next 3 to 4, I don't think that's feasible.
I think that texter is calling out what I said specifically, saying, you know, oh, we got 4 more years to prime a Dame, we're just going to give up on that. I've kind of said here on the Fan that's the optimum. So maybe I should have said like 3 to 4. He goes, he's going on 33 years old. I believe he turns 33 this July. I had made the comparison, and it seems to be a legit comparison as far as like taking care of their bodies, not the talent, not who they are, but LeBron James. LeBron pays a lot of money to have his body taken care of. He's all basketball all the time. Damian Lillard takes the same approach to his life. So when you're talking about him playing as long as he can, plus the time that he's missed in the last year and a half, as you guys just mentioned, he hasn't played 2 full seasons in the last 2 seasons, so I still think the legs are there. That's why, you know, maybe not 4 years, but at the age of 33, that's what he'll be when he starts the 2023-24 seasons. I think it's legitimate to say 3, maybe 4 more years. LeBron is 38 this year, and just from his age 36 to 37 season, increase his point per game output from 25 to 30. I see still some room for Dame to grow in the next 2 to 3 seasons. I do.
And then that texter responds, yeah, he sat out, but that doesn't stop the aging process.
No, it doesn't.
All the time is undefeated.
But you're not wrong, but then why is load management a thing in the NBA at all? Period. I mean, why do guys sit for their teams for 15 games?
They're like, man, he is going to be 29 and 342 days after we take him out for a couple of weeks.
And I think load management,
yeah, sitting
is crap.
Helps.
I think load management, words. I'm like you now, Joe. Damn. I think load management is crap if you're not a playoff team. That's really searching for, not even a playoff team, but a top 4 to 5 seed in the playoffs. Like, if that's not you, then I don't think you should be sitting any of your star players. Like, Dame was sitting, and the Blazers were in 10th and 11th place. Why are you sitting? Like, I mean,
that's because they wanted to get into 13th and 14th place.
That's
a legit injury year one.
Yeah, it wasn't so much last season.
No, legit injury, you know, the first year he had a hernia? I forget what it was.
Hernia or something down the hip.
Abdomen, something like that. I can't remember what it was. But bad enough to where you could sit out. Okay, cool. But you don't think if Dame maybe plays through 20 or 10 of those 25 games that he set or whatever, 10 of those 20 games he set, then maybe, you know, the Blazers have a chance at that 9 seed, you know, that 8 seed, potentially. But just staying out on the side, I don't know. It made no sense, but that's neither here nor there. I agree with the texter in the sense that we don't have a lot of additional time with Dame. Like, the best years that we have with him are in the rear view. And that's not a knock on Dame. That's just the way, you know.
It's the way the cookie crumbled.
That's just the way it goes. And so now I think we're just at a point to where.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, and again, thank you, Neil. We're so glad you're gone. Go back to Soaps and doing whatever you were doing there. But
we got another text, and this one comes from Brandon Sprague.
Oh, what up, Sprague?
Oh, love it.
Would you guys be excited to watch Dame and Shade and Scoop play at the same time next season?
100%.
Maybe on 2K. I mean,
yeah, let's run
it on the blacktop. That'd be kind of cool. But...
So who's the five? We're going to throw like Naz Little out as the five? Just shortest lineup
possible. But it's a Sprague's point. Like, this is a very positionless NBA that we're in right now. Like, I mean, Jokic and Embiid are the two outliers there, because these are the two guys that play the post and are good at being big man. But not every team has an Embiid or has a Jokic. So most of the NBA is positionless basketball. You got a lot of threes and stuff like that that are 6'4", 6'5", and stuff like that, and out there playing. So could it work? Potentially, you know, but I'm excited to see what it looks like. Man, throwing lobs to Shaden, to see Scoot come down, double cross up for the easy lay, to see Dame down shooting from 40 like
putting
he does.
Shaden at the four would be the most Blazers thing of all time.
If anybody has experience with this, it's me in my NBA 2K, my player, okay? I got traded to the Blazers, and boy, we were small. We had nobody as a big. We were running Naz Little at the four. In some situations, it was a four-guard lineup sometimes. It was a mess, and I'm not having fun. Even in 2K, I'm getting mine. I'm getting my 60, 10, and 10 every night.
2K, God.
But trust me, it is a hassle when you don't have bigs. Even in video games, okay? When you do not have the depth of 6'10", 6'11", 7-footers, dear God.
And this year it showed. And mind you,
I'm asking for a trade out of Portland already. It's a mess.
This is the cold part. While you don't need bigs to be the way successful in the NBA, while you don't need a dominant big to be super successful in the NBA, like, it helps if you have Jokic or Embiid, for sure. You know, but you don't really need that. But then again, you look at, you know, what somebody like Drew Eubanks, who I absolutely loved, Drew Eubanks, but he's just too small. He's too small down there. So, yes, you do need some bigs to be able to provide some rebounds, to be able to change some shots. Not necessarily block shots, but if I can get somebody to go up with some nasty up and under as opposed to just a regular layup, that's a great shot for me. That's a great shot contest. So, yes, the Blazers could use somebody that can just block and change shots. You know, I say go call Dwight Howard. That's what he does. I don't need you to score. I need you to change
the block
shots.
What are the call rates to China? Like, what's the...
Is it still there?
Yeah.
I think Jody can afford it.
What's the cell phone call rate?
Yeah, I think Jody can afford it.
All right. There is one thing that happened in the draft that wasn't Blazers related, but sure as hell made me feel a lot better about the Blazers pick of Scoot Henderson. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Now, sometimes you have to look at other people's lives and their situations to make yourself feel better sometimes, right? Like, Sometimes you're going through and you're like, dude, am I living life right? Am I making the right decisions? Then you see people climb into a non-certified submarine and pay $250,000. And you're like,
puts things into perspective, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, I wouldn't have made that decision, so I think I'm on the right track there. What I'm talking about in the sports landscape, though, is the Charlotte Hornets. And it kills me because the Hornets are my team of the East. I had a little stint with them in the mid-2000s when they were the New Orleans Hornets. I was going through a tough time. Blazers were the Jailblazers. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I was like, let's rock with the Hornets for a bit.
I've got some Charlotte love, too. Like, yeah. My favorite player as a kid was Alonzo Mourning.
There you go.
And so when he played for the Hornets, I had a haircut, and I had the Hornets jersey, loved him. And then he got traded to Miami, or he signed with Miami, and then Miami became my squad.
Yeah, the Hornets teams that I liked were not good. It was like Baron Davis, who's my boy. I love him. But he was their number one player, and it was like a young BD and David Wesley and Jamal McGlure and
All-star Jamal McGlure.
Yeah, but it was a mishmash of not like all-star, very good players.
Hold on. We're not going to disrespect Jamal Mashburn.
He had some good years.
He was great.
They were all right.
He was a two-time All-Star? I'm going to go look this
Mashburn
up right now.
Mashburn is one of those guys. He's one of the first ACL guys. So he had that surgery, and then he had to completely change his game and became more of a spot-up kind of shooter, transition shooter.
So the Hornets, they hold a special place in my heart. They have one of the best 90s retro unis. I mean, their logo is one of the best.
Man, the light blue pinstripes. Yeah. Carolina blue, get out of here.
Very clean. Very clean. But boy, they are having a very tough time right now because
their owner is an idiot.
Dude, Michael Jordan, unbelievable what that guy is going through over the last, years being the Hornets owner, just being terrible.
Or the Wizards owner.
At drafting and just like.
He's responsible for Kwame Brown. We can't forget that.
And he whiffed on just about every draft pick outside of Kemba Walker, I guess. That the Hornets have had, and
LaMelo.
We'll see. Prayers up for him because Lonzo is basically done. So now the Hornets, they draft Brandon Miller out of Alabama at number 2 overall. And Jordan, do you have the audio ready? All right. This is the audio of the watch party for the Hornets at a bar somewhere in Charlotte at the moment that they drafted Brandon Miller.
The Charlotte Hornets select Brandon Miller.
See, Jordan, don't you feel better about having Scoot now?
No.
As soon as I saw that video, I was like, oh, I feel much better now.
Yeah. No, because did you see the Blazers reaction, Blazers fans' reaction at their various draft parties? Of course, we had one here at 1080 The Fan. Beautiful, beautiful location at the Eastland Hotel, I believe it was, on top of there. But
the Met Tavern.
Yeah, the Met Tavern, but a couple others as well. I think the Blazers tweeted out a video of wherever the hell they were doing one, and the reaction was not, there were no boos, but there really weren't many cheers either. It was just like, almost a golf clap. So, no, I still don't feel better, although I do find it funny. You heard that guy say, Scoot, right before he announced draft pick. It was like, nope.
I think that the Blazers, the reaction was like, all right, yeah, cool, we got him. Well, let's see what kind of happens here now. It wasn't, you can't get that excited. If you don't have a Damian Lillard and you're winning 15 games a year, then yeah, you are ecstatic about that scoop pick, but situation is a little bit different. Now, Jordan, do you have the audio of Mitch Kupchak?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
No, that's taking a bit.
It's all good, all good. Because, yeah, as we've said, the Hornets owner for now is Michael Jordan. I don't know when the sale is supposed to go through, but he is selling his stake in the franchise to part of the minority owner and then someone else he's selling it off to. But Michael Jordan, even with him selling the team, somehow got the green light to make this pick from what everybody is saying. And I don't know how that happens. Personally, I think it's, hey, if I'm selling this team to you, I'm making this pick. And they were just like, you know what? To get him out of here, fine. Let's just, and I know this is a, you know, franchise altering pick, number two overall. Granted, if you're the Charlotte Hornets, you might just have another one in a year or two because you are that bad. I think that's probably what happened. I think they're like, dude, fine, take the pick, but we're buying this team off of you. We want you out of here. I think that's how it went down.
No, I think it's a small price to pay. You know, you yeah. take a pick that I think a lot of people still aren't sold on for numerous reasons. Like, coming into this draft, we've heard all about Scoot Henderson. You've heard all about the Twins and their abilities and everything like that. We've heard very little about Brandon Miller and his skill set. The bulk of the conversation about Brandon Miller has been the incident.
I love when they ask the dad, like, what is the Charlotte Hornets? What are they getting? He's just like, wow, man, wow. Just like, does dad
they're just
even
getting
know?
Wow.
Does dad even know?
Sounds
what
like
they're
Owen
getting?
Freaking Wilson. Wow.
Yeah, it's not going well in Charlotte. And like I said, small price to pay. It's like, yeah, I'm already giving you, you know, what did he sell the part of the Charlotte for? $2 billion or mm-hmm. something like that? It's like, well,
yeah,
I'm giving you $2 billion already. Like, all right, fine, make the pick and just go home, please. Go watch NASCAR.
Michael Jordan, arguably one of the worst owners that we've ever seen in sports. Like, I mean, there's...
Not the GOAT.
We can no. And that's just, and this just goes to show, just because you're great at something doesn't mean you can necessarily teach it, coach it, or cultivate.
John Elway.
Magic Johnson.
Oh,
Magic Johnson. We forget how great of a coach, quote unquote, Magic Johnson was when he stopped playing. You know, I can think of one great player that became great at something else when they retired, and that was Larry Bird. Larry Bird was a great player, non-negotiable. Was a great coach, not negotiable. And then became a great president, like GM type thing for Indiana for a long
Kerr?
Time.
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
I mean, but seriously, but here's the thing about Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was never considered the best, never no. considered super fast. He had to work so much harder to be a good player. So when I get a guy like Steph Curry, who has all this talent, bro, instead of doing this and this, do this. It's going to give yourself some easier shots. And all of a sudden, the Warriors can't be stopped, you know, just like that. So sometimes it takes somebody. Steve Kerr, amazing GM, amazing commentator, amazing coach, marginal-ish player, you know, for the most part. Because when you don't know that much, when you know we're not able to do those things on the court, you have to figure it out mentally where your spots are, how to get certain places. And so you have to figure the game out in ways that a guy like Michael Jordan didn't have to. If you watch Michael Jordan's how-to video, and it's on YouTube, go watch his like how-to basketball video. It's like how to shoot a jumper. You aim for the rim and make sure your hands like this, and pretty much it goes in every time. Like, oh, thanks, Michael Jordan. You know, so some guys just can't explain how to be great. And I think Michael Jordan is kind of was one of those guys as a GM, excuse me, as an owner, just kind of throwing things at the wall. We remember Kwame Brown was his doing. That was all him at that point. I think he drafted Gordon Hayward?
Yeah. Gordon Hayward was a free agent.
When he went to Charlotte the first time, was he drafted there?
That was a free agent move because he was drafted by Utah.
Utah, that's right, you know. So gave Gordon the big bag and then that happened. And then I think he hurt himself like immediately after that.
Well,
happened.
He hurt himself with the Celtics immediately, and then he got the bag again with the Hornets. So he went to the Hornets after the Celtics is what happened. And, hasn't played at all. I mean, PJ Washington has done nothing for them. We all know the story about Bridges, and I'm spacing on his first name, but I don't really care. Miles Bridges.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But again, I'm glad that he's not in the league. LaMelo Ball right now is hopefully their one shining hope, and they're hoping that him and Brandon Miller are paired together and it works out great between those two. I don't know. I like I said, Charlotte Hornets, they're my team of the East, but if they can, you know, just figure it out. But what you're going to hear from Mitch Kupchak is that it doesn't seem like they know what the hell is going on.
No, probably not.
Well, everything that we, you know, every answer they got, we got to every question. You know, I would say, you know, he is a freshman, right? So, you know, he's a little bit, you know, I would say younger than, excuse me, I wouldn't say younger. Nah, I bet I didn't even go in that direction, actually. I'll just back off.
Oh. Okay,
I'll
Mitch.
Just back off.
Mitch Kupchak with the most absolutely nothing burger of all time, and literally admitting at the end, like, you know what, I'm just going to not say anything. What were you even trying to say? Like, so first he stumbles and says he gave us the answers to every questions that we had. So good grammar there, even though I shouldn't talk after how I've been talking today. And then goes on to stumble over saying, like, he is a freshman, young, but I don't want to call. You know what? I'm just going to stop. Wow. A lot of confidence you just instilled in the Hornets fan base there, bud.
Mitch Kupchak. God. That was one of the most insanely idiotic responses I've ever heard. You know, he answered our questions. Did he? Or did he keep telling you? Or did he keep telling you, like, per my lawyers, I'm not
don't
supposed
ask
to,
questions
to talk about that. Yeah. So he answered the question. Like, that is answering the question, I suppose. You know. So I
thought
I'm,
he provided a sheet to all those GMs. Know,
and here's the thing: they didn't
incident,
have to take Brandon Miller. Right. They didn't have to take Brandon Miller. They could have taken Scoot. Like, there was nothing preventing them from taking Scoot. I actually thought there's a good chance they might take Scoot second overall. Like, it makes sense. Like, nobody's been talking about Brandon Miller from a basketball standpoint. It's been all off the court stuff that we've talked about. You know, we know that he's got a certain skill set. However, wasn't even something that people have thought about. So I thought that with all that happening, you'd probably take the sure thing, which would be Scoot at this point. And, you know, I guess not, man. So congratulations, Michael Jordan. Congratulations, Mitch Kupchak. And congratulations, LaMelo, I guess. You know, they've already been in contact and already been talking. So
need a welfare check on Hugo, the mascot. He was going through.
Oh, he was so disappointed.
There's a clip of him in the stadium.
The person that's supposed to keep the energy high was like, oh, no.
Just taking it. That's
no.
There's a clip of them in the stadium, and they're all waiting in anticipation. His arms are up like, oh, what's it going to be? And they say Brandon Miller, and he just slumps over and just like, oh, no. Like, the true Charlotte Hornet fan came out of Hugo there.
So Hornets fans really wanted Scoot. Really bad.
Yeah. Because it was, I think Kupchak also said something leading up to the draft, like, that got them stoked. He says, we're not in the position to draft for fit right now. And so everyone was like, thank God, they're going to draft Scoot.
They're going to draft the better
option. And so you can understand why he's now trying to spin and polish the turd of drafting Brandon Miller, because you can tell he clearly didn't want to do that.
This is making me think of one other question, though, and maybe we can get into it next segment or end of the show. I know we got to get out, but if Scoot was so good, if Scoot is this highly touted, if he's, we've been hearing it all leading up to the draft, if it weren't for Victor Wembanyama, he would have been the number one overall pick. If that's the case, why were teams that have a point guard need not falling over themselves to call Portland and offer everything they've got for the number three overall pick?
Because we're Portland and they say we don't deserve nice things. And, oh, yeah, you have the number three pick, but here's pennies on the dollar
for it.
That's
kind of how it feels.
That's how it is.
That's how it feels.
It goes back to how I ended first hour, is that it's just seen as Portland, like, listen, you're lucky to have an NBA team, all right? So you're just going to get this, get that. We're getting that number three pick, and you're going to shut
up. I also think we've had a couple GMs that haven't been very well-liked. And Portland has put themselves in a position to, like, you know, not, yay, not really be, have a lot of business to be done with people. So I think there's a lot of that too.
And last thing, just to kind of go on what Isaac Ropp said, being a GM in the NBA, it's like, that is a big D swinging room, and you got to be able to bow your back and say, like, no, we're not, piss off, we're not taking that deal.
And if you want to talk about size of D's around the NBA,
oh boy,
just because of the lack of experience.
Jordan Schultz saying this, by the way.
Joe Cronin, not going to be the biggest D in the room of 30 GMs. Let's be honest. Dear if God. We're using this comparison, if we're using what Ropp is saying, by that logic, he would probably have one of the smaller Ds in the room.
Well, don't break out the rulers. All right. Finish up the end of the show here. We'll talk about a little bit more NBA trades and what's going around the league. Because, as Rashad said earlier in the show, we are, what, just 6 days away from free agency, it looks
six.
Like?
Wow. Sure.
All right, let's finish up the show. Last half hour, more NBA stuff next. But first, Jordan Schultz with SportsCenter Update.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I got a conundrum on this Sunday. We only got three minutes in this segment, so we'll breeze through it. What should I spend money on? A new barbecue?
Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to give you an answer really fast.
Or a new mattress? Because, I mean, I could skimp out, go cheap, and get both, but I really don't want to do that because the whole reason I need a new mattress is my back is absolutely
Health
because
is,
I
health
cheap
is wealth.
On that mattress.
Health is wealth, so I would probably tell you to go with the mattress for now.
I would agree. You spend a third of your life, as all those commercials say, sleeping. So, and honestly, as somebody that just, first world problems, had to go from a king bed to a queen bed for 2 weeks, and my wide, fat shoulders do not fit on a queen bed anymore if I'm trying to sleep in the same bed with somebody else, I would get the bed, buddy. Barbecues are on sale. You can find the right one for $120.
100%.
My back is absolute crab meat, fellas.
No, you need some help.
Yeah. But damn, does crab meat on the grill sound good? You throw a Dungeness on there?
It does,
and some butter and garlic.
It does.
Damn right it does. You're making me hungry.
It's also good on the stove, though.
You sleep good after
sleep.
That
you can't you will
you don't but, even need a good mattress. I'll put me on some cardboard after eating some buttered up crab.
No, you're definitely
your hips
gonna
are
want
still
to,
gonna hurt.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna want a nice mattress after eating some, you know, some crab meat.
Got that itis.
Absolutely. So, that itis is real. You're gonna want to be as comfortable as possible once it hits.
Did everybody before like the year 1910 or whenever they started making semi-comfortable mattresses
stop sleeping on straw?
Yeah, no. So did they just have horrible hip and back pain constantly?
Well, I mean, the fact
depends
that all
what the mattress
time.
Was made out of.
People were dying by the age of 50 back then.
True,
so I was watching, there's a show called that 2 Chainz hosts called Most Expensivest, if you've never seen it.
I've seen
it. It's a good show. But there's
it also makes you sick.
It can make you sick, you know. But it also is like, oh, I want to try that. I need that. But
Gold Flake these, champagne. Mm.
Yeah, no, thank you. That part I can pass on. However, the part I won't pass on is they have a bed or a mattress that's made completely of like horse hair.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So like horse mane and stuff like that. And so it's supposed to be very therapeutic. It's super soft and everything like that. But the mattresses go for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So this is
like
what Bill Gates sleeps on.
Probably
is what you're trying
to tell me. Probably so.
Well, he was shtipping that,
but apparently
Russian
bridge
player.
It's super comfortable and everything. Like I'm clearly not going to buy one, but you know, there are options out there for how people sleep. So I can imagine like kings and queens and stuff like that slept on a nice bed of, you know, horse mane.
Or little kid's hair, because that's the most comfortable back in the 1400s. And, you know, the king and queen's
some commoner's hair that they just
cut exactly, like
of.
Little kids of commoner's hair. God.
So I do know what we're going to talk about in the next segment is some of the most expensivest things on that show.
Okay.
Ooh, I like this. Does toilet paper get on there?
Gold toilet paper.
Well, just more than half apply.
Here's my problem though, is that the grill, the barbecue, I can go home with that like today. I have it narrowed down to like two choices. I've done the research. It could be one of those things, walk in, pay, walk out. We're grilling tonight. The mattress, that I haven't started that research process at all. And that's one where it's like, I'm not going home with a new mattress today.
You're looking for some immediate gratification.
And that's the problem is I'm not a big Amazon guy because of that. Like, I want it and I want it now. And that's one of those things. It's like, if I go mattress shopping today, I really don't want to carve out two hours to not go home with something, you know?
Yeah.
Or, oh, nearest delivery slot is next Thursday. It's like, bro.
Mattress shopping sucks.
Absolutely.
And to be real.
Shopping in general kind of sucks depending on how you frame it for anything. Like
for the mattress, at least, there's probably, unless you're getting a whole bed, there's no setup, right? You bring your mattress in, set it up, put your sheets on, stuff like that. You get a grill today. Man, there's a whole 30 minutes, 40 minutes you're going to have to take to put it together. And depending on the type of grill that you get.
But when you do buy a mattress, they'll take your old one out.
That's true.
Like they'll do a lot of that work for you, buddy. They might even put your sheets on for you.
Mattress 100%, says the text line. One can still make the best barbecue meal on the worst barbecue. You still have an old barbecue, right? I do not. That is also the problem. My last place, lived there for 5-6 years. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know who caused it. Maybe my neighbors. I'm putting probably the blame on my neighbors. Rats. Rats somehow got into the backyard area, and they liked what I was cooking. They liked the drippings on my grill, and they just peed and pooped all on the inside of it. And, love my sister's boyfriend with the suggestion. Oh, well,
just clean it out.
Just burn it off.
Just burn it off, yeah. Like, that jerk.
No, dude, I do not want to start another black plague. All right, not happening. Do you currently have any form of barbecue? If not, see, the person who said mattress on the text line says, if you don't have a barbecue, go barbecue 100%. See, this is the problem I'm having right now.
I don't know. I mean, if you have the means to, you could do both. However, I'm an older guy.
I could do both. Financially speaking, probably not smart to do both.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is go to the Adidas store down the street after the show.
Or you could half-ass it. You could get, like, a mattress topper. You know, give yourself, like...
Oh, I did that, dude.
Oh, so you're all right. You've already got.
I hit up Kohl's a couple weeks ago, and I was in there. I wasn't even shopping for that. I'm like, hey, let's give this a try.
Didn't work.
No, man.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those guys, not after I eat, but, you know, after a nice meal, a nice long day, like, I just want to hit the hay, man. And so once you lay down, like, that... it feels so good to lay in your... You mentioned, Jordan, just getting back and laying in your own bed. There's something different just about making sure that you're all comfy and cozy. So
that comfort of being in your own bed, there is nothing like it. Just that wash over feeling of just like you just said.
Pull your blankets up nice and here we go. I'm going to get to sleep. I'm an older dude. I'm a little older than both of you guys. So I would probably say get the mattress. I can get... You've got weeks to get a grill. You can probably get it cheaper in a couple weeks too.
I really don't have weeks because if I smell barbecue in my neighborhood one more damn time, I'm gonna lose it.
Bro, I can show you how to make a grill easy.
Yeah, that's true. You can
cut a steel drum in half and
boom.
You can go get the mattress.
Throw some hinges on it. Good to go.
Do like that $30 little camping grill that you can just hook a little bottle of the tiny ones of propane up to, and that you're good to go. You don't have to spend for a grill. I feel like you can go get something immediate for you tonight for 30, 50 bucks, and then still go get a bed.
We're gonna go to break, but I will ask you guys now and the text line: how much do you think I should spend on a grill? What is the dollar amount that, I mean, and that's not just, you know, I'm not saying, hey, spend your own money. Just think Joe Fish over there.
How many people are you grilling for?
It's just usually me and the boy. Like, you know, I'm not doing cookouts over here for 20, 30 people. So I'm just doing my thing. You know, that's the tough thing is finding that budget range too. But yeah, probably an Adidas store trip to Rashad.
So, I mean, it couldn't hurt.
The spring collection's probably out.
Oh, absolutely. Get you some Stan Smiths. Yeah.
Those are classics.
They are.
Oldies but goodies. All right, let's read some really expensive things from that TV show and just wrap up Sports Sunday for you. Next on 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
My sister's boyfriend just texts me. He says, hey, you pressure wash that thing off and burn it off and you're just fine. I
don't do that.
I ain't doing it. I'll pay the money for a barbecue.
Nope. Anything that's involving feces, Yeah. Don't just wash that off.
Especially rat. Like, that, God, again, like yes, I said, so we had diseases. A whole plague start over rats and stuff like that and back in the 1400s. Granted, healthcare is a little bit better nowadays. So, text line, $800 is a solid starting point. However, you go to Lowe's and get a decent barbecue for $275. Yeah, I'm seeing this as a, I got to go big. This is my first big boy barbecue purchase. And I need, this is an investment. Like a 10-year investment I'm putting in on this thing. So, yeah, someone says if you're spending under a G on the grill, there's no question. Get the mattress. The ladies like a nice mattress more than a grill. They do like a nice steak, though.
They do.
Those char marks, that's pretty good. This list of that 2 Chainz show, the most expensivest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Jordan Poole's contract on here?
Hey-o.
Oh, Washington's going to figure out real soon. They're not going to like that.
I figured I might as well throw some sports in here in the last half hour to finish things up because, yeah, I mean, Jordan Poole's got to be licking his chops. He's like, dude, I'm getting 20 to 30 shots a night. Yeah, we're going to win 10 games. I don't care.
This is what he's been looking for. You know, this is he's been waiting for this moment. It was never going to happen for him in Golden State. But now that he's got his own chance on his own team with seemingly nobody else there except him and Kuzma.
Look at that. A team with no awareness getting a player with no awareness?
Shocker,
no,
right?
No Kuzma. He's a unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, Kuzma's out.
Oh, that's right. Kuzma's gone.
If the Blazers do want to keep Dame, I think Kuzma would be a good addition for them. So.
Someone laid out the entire like Wizards offseason so far. Completely different team. That team, like, no Beal, no Kristaps, no Kuzma, no whoever the hell was else on there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I got a conundrum on this Sunday. We only got three minutes in this segment, so we'll breeze through it. What should I spend money on? A new barbecue?
Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to give you an answer really fast.
Or a new mattress? Because, I mean, I could skimp out, go cheap, and get both, but I really don't want to do that because the whole reason I need a new mattress is my back is absolutely
effed health cheaped out on that mattress.
Health is wealth, so I would probably tell you to go with the mattress for now.
I would agree. You spend a third of your life, as all those commercials say, sleeping. So, and honestly, as somebody that just, first world problems, had to go from a king bed to a queen bed for 2 weeks, and my wide, fat shoulders do not fit on a queen bed anymore if I'm trying to sleep in the same bed with somebody else, I would get the bed, buddy. You can, barbecues are on sale. You can find the right one for $120.
100%.
My back is absolute crab meat, fellas.
No, you need some help. Yeah.
But damn, does crab meat on the grill sound good? You throw a Dungeness on there?
It does,
and some butter and garlic.
It does.
Damn right it does. You're making me hungry.
It's also good on the stove, though.
You sleep good after sleep. That.
You can't. You will.
You don't even need a good mattress. I'll put me on some cardboard after eating some buttered up crab.
No, you're definitely
your hips
gonna
are
want
still
to,
gonna hurt.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna want a nice mattress after eating some, you know, some crab
got,
meat.
Got that
you
itis?
Know? Absolutely. So, that itis is real. You're gonna want to be as comfortable as possible once it hits.
Did everybody before like the year 1910 or whenever they started making semi-comfortable mattresses,
did just stop sleeping on straw?
Yeah, no. So did they just have horrible hip and back pain constantly?
Well, I mean, the fact
depends
that
on what
the
mattress
time,
was made out of.
People were dying by the age of 50. That's true.
So I was watching. There's a show called that 2 Chainz hosts called Most Expensivest. If you've never seen it,
I've seen
it. It's a good show. But there's
it also makes you sick.
It can make you sick, you know. But it also is like, oh, I want to try that. I need that. But
Gold Flake these, champagne. Mm.
Yeah, no, thank you. That part I can pass on. However, the part I won't pass on is they have a bed or a mattress that's made completely of like horse hair.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so like horse mane and stuff like that, and so it's supposed to. It's supposed to be very therapeutic. It's super soft and everything like that. But the mattresses go for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So this is
like
what Bill Gates sleeps on.
Probably
is what you're trying
to tell me. Probably so.
Well, he was shtipping that.
But apparently,
Russian
bridge
player.
It's super comfortable and everything. Like I'm clearly not going to buy one, but you know there are options out there for how people sleep. So I can imagine like kings and queens and stuff like that slept on a nice bed of, you know, horse mane.
Or little kid's hair, because that's the most comfortable back in the 1400s. And, you know, the king and queen's
some commoner's hair that they just
cut exactly, like
of.
Little kids of commoner's hair. God.
So I do know what we're going to talk about in the next segment is some of the most expensivest things on that show.
Okay.
Ooh, I like this. Does toilet paper get on there?
Gold toilet paper.
Well, just more than half a ply.
Here's my problem, though, is that the grill, the barbecue, I can go home with that like today. I have it narrowed down to like 2 choices. I've done the research. It could be one of those things, walk in, pay, walk out. We're grilling tonight. The mattress, that I haven't started that research process at all. And that's one where it's like, I'm not going home with a new mattress today.
You're looking for some immediate gratification.
And that's the problem is I'm not a big Amazon guy because of that. Like, I want it and I want it now. And that's one of those things. It's like, if I go mattress shopping today, I really don't want to carve out 2 to 2 hours to not go home with something, you know.
Yeah.
Or, nearest delivery slot is next Thursday. It's like, bro.
Mattress shopping sucks.
Absolutely.
And to
not.
Be real. If,
I mean, shopping in general kind of sucks depending on how you frame it for anything. Like
for the mattress, at least, there's probably, unless you're getting a whole bed, there's no setup, right? You bring your mattress in, set it up, put your sheets on, stuff like that. You get a grill today, man, there's a whole 30 minutes, 40 minutes you're going to have to take to put it together, and depending on the type of grill
fun.
That you get.
But when you do buy a mattress, they'll take your old one out.
Together.
That's true.
Like they'll do a lot of that work for you, buddy. They might even put your sheets on for you.
Mattress 100%, says the text line. One can still make the best barbecue meal on the worst barbecue. You still have an old barbecue, right? I do not. That is also the problem. My last place, lived there for 5-6 years, and then I don't know what happened. I don't know who caused it. Maybe my neighbors. I'm putting probably the blame on my neighbors. Rats. Rats somehow got into the backyard area, and they liked what I was cooking. They liked the drippings on my grill, and they just peed and pooped all on the inside of it. And, love my sister's boyfriend with the suggestion. Oh, well,
just clean it out.
Just burn it
just
off.
Just burn it off, yeah. Like, that jerk.
No, dude, I do not want to start another black plague. All right, not happening. Yeah, do you currently have any form of barbecue? If not, see, the person who said mattress on the text line says, if you don't have a barbecue, go barbecue 100%. See, this is the problem I'm having right now.
I don't know. I mean, you could, if you have the means to, you could do both. However, I'm an older guy.
I could do both. Financially speaking, probably not smart to do both.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is go to the Adidas store down the street. Bingo. The show.
Or you could half-ass it. You could get like a mattress topper. You know, give yourself like.
Oh, I did that, dude.
Oh, so you're all right. You've already got.
I hit up Kohl's a couple weeks ago, and I was in there. I wasn't even shopping for that. I'm like, hey, let's give this a try.
Didn't work.
Just, no, man.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. Not after I eat, but you know, after a nice meal, nice long day, like I just want to hit the hay, man. And so once you lay down like that. It feels so good to lay in your. You mentioned Jordan just getting back and laying in your own bed. There's something different just about making sure that you're all comfy and cozy. So
that comfort of being in your own bed, there is nothing like it. Just that wash over feeling of just like you just said,
pull your blankets up nice and here we go. I'm gonna get to sleep. I'm an older dude. I'm a little older than both of you guys, so I would probably say get the mattress. I can get. You've got weeks to get a grill. You can probably get it cheaper in a couple weeks too.
I really don't have weeks because if I smell barbecue in my neighborhood one more damn time, I'm gonna lose it.
Bro, I can show you how to make a grill easy.
Yeah, that's true. Easy. You can
cut a steel drum in half and
boom.
You can go put the mattress.
Throw some hinges on it. Good to go.
Do like that $30 little camping grill that you can just hook a little bottle of the tiny ones of propane up to, and that you're good to go. You don't have to spend for a grill. I feel like you can go get something immediate for you tonight for 50 bucks and then still go get a bed.
We're going to go to break, but I will ask you guys now and the text line, how much do you think I should spend on a grill? What is the dollar amount that, I mean, and that's not just, you know, I'm not saying, hey, spend your own money. Just think Joe Fish over there.
How many people are you grilling for?
It's just usually me and the boy, like, you know, I'm not doing cookouts over here for 20, 30 people. So I'm just doing my thing, you know, that's the tough thing is finding that budget range too. But yeah, probably an Adidas store trip too, Rashad.
So, I mean, it couldn't hurt.
The spring collection's probably out.
Oh, absolutely. Get you some Stan Smiths. Yeah.
Those are classics.
They are.
Oldies but goodies. All right, let's read some really expensive things from that TV show and just wrap up Sports Sunday for you. Next on 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
My sister's boyfriend just texts me. He says, hey, you pressure wash that thing off and burn it off and you're just fine. I
don't do that.
I ain't doing it. I'll pay the money for a barbecue.
Nope. Anything that's involving feces.
Yeah.
Don't just wash that
especially
off.
Especially rat. Like, that, God, again, like yes, I said,
so
we had
diseases.
A whole plague start over rats and stuff like that and back in the 1400s. Granted, healthcare is a little bit better nowadays. So, text line, $800 is a solid starting point. However, you go to Lowe's and get a decent barbecue for $275. Yeah, I'm seeing this as I got to go big. This is my first big boy barbecue purchase, and this is an investment. Like a 10-year investment I'm putting in on this thing. So, someone says if you're spending under a G on the grill, there's no question. Get the mattress. The ladies like a nice mattress more than a grill. They do like a nice steak, though.
They do.
Those char marks, that's pretty good. This list of that 2 Chainz show, the most expensivest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Jordan Poole's contract on here?
Hey-o.
Oh, Washington's going to figure out real soon. They're not going to like that.
I figured I might as well throw some sports in here in the last half hour to finish things up because, yeah, I mean, Jordan Poole's got to be licking his chops. He's like, dude, I'm getting 20 to 30 shots a night. Yeah, we're going to win 10 games. I don't care.
This is what he's been looking for. You know, he's been waiting for this moment. It was never going to happen for him in Golden State. But now that he's got his own chance on his own team with seemingly nobody else there except him and Kuzma.
Look at that. A team with no awareness, getting a player with no awareness.
Shocker,
no,
right?
No Kuzma. He's a unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, Kuzma's
out.
Oh,
that's right. Kuzma's gone.
If the Blazers do want to keep Dame, I think Kuzma would be a good addition for them. So.
Someone laid out the entire Wizards offseason so far. Completely different team. That team, like, No Beal, no Kristaps, no Kuzma, no whoever the hell was else on there. I mean, like, that team is, want to talk about blowing it up. I'm telling you, 10 wins. 10 wins for the Wizards next year.
No, I mean, 10 wins. I'm going to go there over. I'll give them about 13 wins.
Oh, boy, that's going to be ugly. Hopefully not as bad as the Blazers.
I mean, I'm thinking the Blazers make the playoffs this year. I'm going to say it. They're going to make the play-in. They're going to be anywhere from the 8th to 10th seed.
Well, Brandon Miller has high hopes. He said that he expects the Hornets to be in the finals.
You know,
I love it. I love the attitude from the young
man. People say crazy things, man. You know, you heard what Kat said. Kat said he's going to be one of the, you know, one of the game changing players when it's all said and done. He's gonna change the game.
Love the confidence of
these
guys.
With the softness. So yeah, the confidence of these guys is through the roof.
There was part of me, this little voice in my head, that when Brandon Miller was saying that he saw MJ airball in his like combine or his workout with the team, he's like, yeah, I saw Michael Jordan airball, and he was basically saying that like he wasn't that big of a deal to him and Paul George is his goat. I was like, the Hornets are going to draft him because he would not be talking this much S.
Yeah.
Jordan drafted him because he wants to play him one-on-one. That's why he did this. Jordan said, I took that personally.
What'd he say?
He took it personally. Yeah. So
he's going to get plenty of opportunity to just play me one-on-one now.
And that's all it was. Jordan wanted his opportunity to play him one-on-one and show him the go-up. But he brings up a good point.
Michael, you don't play
Michael
anymore.
For a lot of these guys, isn't the GOAT. He's not. Like, these guys grew up with
Kobe.
Who was it? Kobe.
Effing history lesson.
Was the kid? I forget who it was, but his dad played in the NBA, and he talked to LeBron. No, from Houston. He's a rookie this past year. And he talked to LeBron, was like, bro, you played against my dad. Your first game in Sacramento.
Jalen Green? Is that your thing?
No, it wasn't Jalen Green. Okay. He was a rookie this year.
Oh, sorry.
Jabari Smith. He was like, hey, you played against my dad. He was like, I did? You know? But that's the thing. Like, these guys grew up watching and idolizing LeBron. They grew up watching and idolizing Kobe. Like, Michael Jordan was retired in 1998. Like, these guys were born in 2004. It's like me growing up saying, my favorite player of all time.
You just said that out loud, and my brain went to mush. Born in 2004?
Yeah. Most of these guys were born. Jordan retired for the last time in 2003. Most of these guys, Scoot was born in 2004.
This generation.
So they didn't grow up with Jordan being their GOAT.
This generation of 25 and unders, though, have a major problem of not wanting to, like, even accept that anything existed before they were born. That's a big deal. Learn your history.
All I know is my favorite Jordan memory is when he has the ball on the right baseline and he fades away. And he sends it to overtime in the 2003 All-Star Game. That's a top five Jordan moment right there.
Moment, Kobe's two free throws that that won the game.
Michael also missed a dunk badly in that same All-Star game. It was embarrassing.
Boom, a break. Yeah.
Bum. Oh, gosh. Well, hopefully Brandon Miller is better than Michael Jordan for Charlotte Hornets' sake. And hopefully Scoot Henderson is better than Damian Lillard's sake for...
We're all hoping for that one, for that second one, for sure.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be an interesting next week just with free agency going on. Hang tight, Blazers. Hopefully there's some optimism and hope on the way in the form of Scoot Henderson and Raising Cane's. I know there is for my afternoon. Everybody have a good Sunday. Rashad, thanks as always.
My man.
Jordan, thanks as always.
Appreciate
glad to have
both.
You back. And you guys have a good week next week without me and everybody out there. Have a good Sunday.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
My sister's boyfriend just texted me. He says, hey, you pressure wash that thing off and burn it off and you're just fine. I
don't do that.
I ain't doing it. I'll pay the money for a barbecue.
Nope. Anything that's involving feces.
Yeah.
Don't just wash that
especially
off.
Especially rat. Like, that, God, again, like yeah, I said,
so
we had
diseases.
A whole plague start over rats and stuff like that and back in the 1400s. Granted, healthcare is a little bit better nowadays. So, text line, $800 is a solid starting point. However, you go to Lowe's and get a decent barbecue for $275. Yeah, I'm seeing this as I got to go big. This is my first big boy barbecue purchase. And this is an investment. Like a 10-year investment I'm putting in on this thing. So, someone says if you're spending under a G on the grill, there's no question. get the mattress. The ladies like a nice mattress more than a grill. They do like a nice steak, though.
They do.
Those char marks, that's pretty good. This list of that 2 Chainz show, the most expensivest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Jordan Poole's contract on here?
Hey-o.
Oh, Washington's going to figure out real soon. They're not going to like that.
I figured I might as well throw some sports in here in the last half hour to finish things up because, yeah, I mean, Jordan Poole's got to be licking his chops. He's like, dude, I'm getting 20 to 30 shots a night. Yeah, we're going to win 10 games. I don't care.
This is what he's been looking for. You know, he's been waiting for this moment. It was never going to happen for him in Golden State. But now that he's got his own chance on his own team with seemingly nobody else there except him and Kuzma.
Look at that. A team with no awareness, getting a player with no awareness.
Shocker,
no,
right?
No Kuzma. He's a unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, Kuzma's out.
Oh, that's
out.
Right. Kuzma's gone. Yeah.
If the Blazers do want to keep Dame, I think Kuzma would be a good addition for them. So.
Someone laid out the entire, like, Wizards offseason so far. Completely different team. That team, like, no Beal, no Kristaps, no Kuzma, no whoever the hell was else on there. I mean, like, that team is, want to talk about blowing it up. I'm telling you, 10 wins. 10 wins for the Wizards next year.
No, I mean, 10 wins. I'm going to go there over. I'll give them about 13 wins.
Oh, boy, that's going to be ugly. Hopefully not as bad as the Blazers.
I mean, I'm thinking the Blazers make the playoffs this year. I'm going to say it. They're going to make the play-in. They're going to be anywhere from the 8th to 10th seed.
Well, Brandon Miller has high hopes. He said that he expects the Hornets to be in the finals.
Okay. Oh, you know,
I love it. I love the attitude from the young
man. People say crazy things, man. You know, you heard what Kat said. Kat said he's going to be one of the, you know, one of the game-changing players when it's all said and done. He's going to change the game.
Love the confidence of
these
guys.
With the softness. So, yeah.
Bro, the
confidence of these guys is through the roof these days.
There was part of me, this little voice in my head, that when Brandon Miller was saying that he saw MJ airball in his like combine or his workout with the team, he's like, yeah, I saw Michael Jordan airball, and he was basically saying that, like, he wasn't that big of a deal to him and Paul George is his goat. I was like, the Hornets are going to draft him because he would not be talking this much S.
Yeah.
Jordan drafted him because he wants to play him one-on-one. That's why he did this. And you know what? You know what Jordan said? I took that personally.
What'd he say?
You know?
What'd he say?
He took it personally. Yeah. So
he's going to get plenty of opportunity to just play me one-on-one now.
And that's all it was. Jordan wanted his opportunity to play him one-on-one and show him the go-up. But he brings up a good point.
Michael, you don't play
Michael
anymore.
For a lot of these guys, isn't the GOAT. He's not. Like, these guys grew up with
Kobe.
Who was it? Kobe.
Effing history lesson.
Who was the was the kid? I forget who it was, but his dad played in the NBA, and he talked to LeBron. No, from Houston. He's a rookie this past year. And he talked to LeBron, was like, bro, you played against my dad. Your first game in Sacramento.
Jalen Green? Is that your thing?
No, it wasn't Jalen Green. Okay. He was a rookie this year.
Oh, sorry.
Jabari Smith. And was like, hey, you played against my dad. He was like, I did? You know? But that's the thing. Like, these guys grew up watching and idolizing LeBron. They grew up watching and idolizing Kobe. Like, Michael Jordan was retired in 1998. Like, these guys were born in 2004. It's like me growing up saying, my favorite player of all time.
You just said that out loud, and my brain went to mush. Born in 2004?
Yeah. Most of these guys Jordan retired for the last time in 2003. Most of these guys, Scoot was born in 2004.
Yeah, this generation.
So they didn't grow up with Jordan being their GOAT.
This generation of 25 and unders, they'll have a major problem of not wanting to, like, even accept that anything existed before they were born. That's a big deal. It's like, learn your history.
All I know is my favorite Jordan memory is when he has the ball on the right baseline and he fades away. And he sends it to overtime in the 2003 All-Star Game. That's a top
moment,
5 Jordan moment
my
right
favorite
there.
Moment, Kobe's 2 free throws that won the game.
Michael also missed
show my age.
Dunk badly in that same All-Star game. It was embarrassing.
Boom. What a break. Yeah.
Boom. Oh, gosh. Well, hopefully Brandon Miller is better than Michael Jordan for Charlotte Hornets' sake. And hopefully Scoot Henderson is better than Damian Lillard's sake for...
We're all hoping for that one, for that second one, for sure.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be an interesting next week just with free agency going on. Hang tight, Blazers. Hopefully there's some optimism and hope on the way in the form of Scoot Henderson and Raising Cane's. I know there is for my afternoon. Everybody have a good Sunday. Rashad, thanks as always.
My man.
Jordan, thanks as always.
Appreciate
glad to
you
have
both.
You back. And you guys have a good week next week without me and everybody out there. Have a good Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.